Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. We have a special edition of the Rants and Raves podcast today because I have a special guest on the phone, Andrea Verone. Andrea, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
And you run, basically, the Digital Signage Expo,
which is
the world's only dedicated digital signage show, and it was started originally as a exclusively digital signage show. So there's a lot of other shows out there that have digital signage products, but this is the one place you can go where if you're focused on the digital signage market, or you want to get in the digital signage market, or you want to see and understand this is an emerging market, this is the one show to go to, Digital Signage Expo, right?
That's right.
And DSC, to learn more information about the show, if you want to follow along as we're talking about the show this morning, your website is what?
It is digitalsignageexpo.net.
DigitalSignageExpo.net. The show this year is at the end of March. It's the 29th and 30th, which are the actual expo days. But prior to the show floor opening, you do some special events. Can you talk about those a little bit?
That's right. We open the event on Tuesday. We have 8 pre-show events, so there's a little bit of something for everybody. Just kind of running down the list, we have a new program this year by the Advanced Learning Institute, which is dedicated strictly to corporate communications folks who are looking to learn about digital technology for that sector. We have the Platt Retail Institute, which obviously is a retail-focused pre-show event all day. We have the Bronze Consulting Group is doing their Digital Signage Experts Group certification. There's 2 different ones going on Tuesday, and there's actually another option on Friday at the end of the show. New this year, the Digital Signage Federation has put on a full-day program for the out-of-home networking sector, and there's a lot of really cool topics like programmatic, a lot of, you know, all the new buzzwords and cool technology are going to be represented in that program, so I highly recommend checking that out. We also have SEGD, which is for architects and graphic designers who are interested in learning about how digital signage affects what they're doing. And then we also have, which we have every year, is our digital signage installation tour, which we're pretty excited about this year. Two of the stops include the brand new T-Mobile Arena, so that should be pretty cool, as well as Topgolf. And I think that'll do it for pre-show. So there's just about something for everybody.
And that last one really sounds cool because it's actually going to be an on-site tour, right?
Right. So the buses will take you to 4 different stops, and it'll end with a lunch with kind of a seminar, kind of talking through all the different stops. So it should be pretty informative.
Yeah, and I think one of the issues that the digital signage market faces is that it has grown so fast that it started out originally as sort of like, I think, wayfinding in schools, and then also some entertainment and information in bars and restaurants and things like that. And then the ad agency caught on to it and realized that this was a way of bringing advertising outside of the home. You know, the primary market, primary revenue stream for advertising and primary way to reach customers has been television. Of course, television viewership has declined as far as linear viewership has declined. And then simultaneous to that, you have people skipping commercials. So from what I've been saying for the last 5 or 6 years since I've been writing about the digital signage market, that eventually this entire industry will just be called advertising. Would you agree
exactly
with that?
Exactly. I would. I think they're slower to jump on board, but we're definitely seeing more and more shift. You know, obviously, we try to attract advertising agencies to the show. We've seen that presence grow year by year, but that's really the next big thing, for sure.
And going to the shows is interesting because if you're an integrator and you're wanting to get into the digital signage market, it's a perfect place to go because you have all the pieces there. You have the sources, the media players, you have the distribution, the network products that are there, you have the software, and you have the display products all there together. If you're a consumer, a user, like let's say you're from a university or a corporation, it's a great place to go because you get a chance to see the different options for different ways to integrate something. Whereas generally an integrator will pick one way or another. They're setting up all their signage networks the same, and then they just scale them for size. Where as an end user, you could decide, well, I want to go completely network-based, and I want to put it on my network. Another way is you could build a parallel network. Another way is you could do it the analog or digital distribution way. And you get to see all those different ways of doing this digital science distribution by going to the show. So it actually does attract both the actual customer as well as the integrator. And I know that you're trying to grow both of those attendees, right?
Right. Those are obviously our top two attendee base right there. I mean, and one of the biggest reasons is because of our robust education program. And you're really not going to find one other event with 100 speakers dedicated to every single possible facet of the digital signage industry. So it's great for that. And then obviously you can then walk out on the show floor and see all these things come to life. So it's a great place if you're just jumping into the space.
It is in Las Vegas, and it is, the nice thing about Las Vegas that time of year is it is possible to find very inexpensive hotel rooms. Of course, you can stay down
Absolutely.
On the Strip, and you can spend a lot of money, or you can stay off the Strip and spend very little bit of money, but it is a two-day show. You can walk the entire show in 2 days, and you can have a meaningful set of conversations, and what you find is my experience has been, like, you go to a company like NEC, you know, who's a display company, and they have not only obviously salespeople there, but they have their applications engineers there, and they'll talk to you. You go to a media player company, and they'll not only have the salespeople there, but they have the technical people there. So you're actually getting to engage with both levels, not just sales. It's different because it is a smaller show in the sense that compared to, say, some of the big mega shows that are around, you get a little bit more attention and a little bit more time at each booth. I've tried to push everyone in the pro AV industry to start seriously considering digital signage. And the best way to start is to attend the Digital Signage Expo, I think.
That's absolutely right. I couldn't agree more.
Well, it's if you want to register again, the show dates are the 29th and 30th. I believe. Is that
That's
correct?
Right. That's right. Okay. Yep. And the pre-show starts on the 28th.
Yeah, pre-show is the 28th, the nice thing about that is you can do the education and not miss the show floor, but you also have, by the way, you also have education during the show, and even some of it's right there on the show floor.
We do, and some of it's free. So if you don't really have the budget to purchase a conference pass, we have a myriad of on-floor workshops going on, and actually this year we've created an area called DSE Central Park, so it's literally a huge floor spot right on the middle of the floor plan where we've housed the on-floor workshop theater. We put a lot of additional seating. We're also going to have cool stuff in there like virtual reality as well as our new products pavilion. So it's kind of a central hub for attendees. And I think it's going to be a great way to kind of meet some peers and network. But for sure, those are free. And I would highly recommend if you're attending the show to take a look at that schedule and see if you can attend some of those sessions.
Yeah, I hope that people seriously take a look at this. This is the fastest growing segment of, if you're in the AV market, a lot of our listeners are, this is the fastest growing segment in AV. It's growing faster than education. It's growing faster than government spending. It's growing faster than corporate AV. It's growing faster than house of worship. Any other segment of the market, this is the fastest growing segment of the market. And the digital signage market overall is larger than the entire education AV market. So to put it in perspective, it's already a big market. And if you go to the site, the digitalsignageexpo.net, you have the ability to actually explore the show based on what market you're from. So if you're marketing a lot of your customers, and remember that a lot of these are sort of low-hanging fruit, for lack of a better term, because you've done a boardroom
Yep.
or a conference room for a company, but if you don't ask them, you'll never know, but they're all doing digital signage. So if you're doing classrooms at a university, by the way, every university in the country wants a digital signage network. So if they're using you already, you're already their in-house AV company. It's easy for you to get their digital signage business. And I don't know any business that isn't looking at the digital signage market. Everyone wants to do digital signage. Just a matter of cost, obviously, and application. So you've got the
Yep.
site broken out by applications, and that makes it easy to explain to the customer exactly what applies directly to them. And so I appreciate the fact you laid it out that way. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also just want to throw out for systems integrators as well as end users, you can register for a free expo hall pass. So, we're not going to charge you to walk the floor and check all this out. So if you are running on a tight budget, you won't have to spend a lot of money to be there.
Yeah, so check it out. Again, the show dates are the 29th and 30th of March in Las Vegas, the pre-show. If you want to do the tour and see uh, the, see the actual installations. There's four of them they're going to do on the tour, but then they also have all that pre-show education that Andrea talked about at the beginning. All of it is housed at digitalsignageexpo.net. Of course, we'll be there covering the show live as we have in the past, so you'll be able to follow along our coverage at ravepubs.com/DSE2017. If you want to see our site from last year, we shot about 500 videos of different products on the show floor. You can look at that by going to ravepubs.com/DSE2016. So, Andrea, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it, and I hope this helps grow the industry in general.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hope to see all of you guys in Vegas.
You will definitely see us there, and thanks for listening to my Rants and Raves podcast.